This is Nikki Glaser from the Nikki Glaser Podcast. On a more serious note, I'm still thinking about that commercial with Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg hating on each other. Because when you listen to the reasons for hating someone or something, you realize just how stupid they really are. There is too much hate in this country, and it's gotta stop. So join us at iHeart in standing up to it. If you see hate, speak up. Call it out. And you can learn more by following at What's Up With Hate.
Trump did say during the campaign he'd release these files, so it's not like this came out of the blue. Jeffrey Epstein did act as an informant to the FBI. Is the Bureau embarrassed? Is the Bureau embarrassed that they let hundreds of young victims down? This was all happening right under everyone's noses. Epstein was probably an intelligence asset, rumored to be working with the Israelis, maybe this country, probably other countries. Was he a double agent? He had dirt on everyone and a knack for making cash, and he's dead. So the government has no one to protect.
Jesse Waters, you recognize that voice. Hey, welcome to the Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez from the land of Starbase, Texas, the Rio Grande Valley, deep South Texas. That's right, we're on the border. This is the Southern Command of the Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez, and honored that you join us. And on that big nothing burger from yesterday, so far, right? Because I'm looking for updates. I got TVs on here in the studio here at KURV, Dana Show Faithful Affiliate. I'm looking for somebody to come up to the podium and say, hey, we got the other 1,800 pages. You know, there were 200 that we released. We had, you know, 1,800 more. I'm kind of hoping for that follow-up, the shwa-ding from Fox and dun-dun-dun-dun, like everybody else breaking in. We got news coverage on names, you know, accomplices. But Jeffrey Epstein and, you know, the child molesters, child rapists, the human traffickers. Yes, very powerful people. We've seen pictures of them. Titans of Hollywood, titans of industry, high-tech politicians, you name it. All these people with Jeffrey Epstein. And I think you still want to know. I want to know. I'm not giving up on this. And I would hope that people who write op-eds and talk radio hosts that have daily national platforms on a regular basis, even in the White House press pool, go back to the press chief over the White House, and let's keep pressing, let's keep asking. Is that it? All this build-up, all this hype. Look, as all things, Donald Trump, I think you have learned, I have learned, there's an initial story to any controversy or any allegation with Donald Trump. If you have not learned to wait, then you haven't learned a thing. So that's where I am at right now. I do have a lot of questions, like I know you do as well. And this nothing burger Jeffrey Epstein thing that came out yesterday, I'm waiting for some more. There was supposed to be some deadline this morning. We had Pam Bondi, the attorney general, saying, okay, I want everything on my desk by 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock my time here, Central Time. I want all these files from New York FBI offices, the Southern District FBI offices, New York. Hello, Cash. Yo, Cash, can you go in there, you know, like make a trip to Southern New York and say, hey, let's start turning over, open up all the files, all the desks. Let's start looking at all the shredder. Let's go in there and check everything. That's what I want. I don't know about you, but I think you being like-minded, listening to the Dana Show, listening to conservative talk radio, I think you and I are probably on the same page. I want a forceful hand, much like, you know, they did it to Donald Trump. They go in there with cameras turned on. They tip the media. They go through Melania's drawer, you know, looking for federal documents. Well, I want those documents. I want those investigatory documents on Jeffrey Epstein. Maybe as you heard at the beginning of this program, yeah, Jesse Waters saying, well, maybe he was a double agent and he had dirt on everybody. And now they're discovering they got, and this is what I got from what Jesse was saying, is that maybe you need to truly cover up everything because he was double agent. Maybe he was working for Israel or something. I don't know. I don't give a flip. I don't care. I want to know. It was promised to me. We've been waiting all this time we want to expose who the child rapists, child molesters, accomplices of Jeffrey Epstein are. I don't care if their names are CEOs or former CEOs of big tech firms and they're politicians And their Hollywood Times said, oh, you just love, you know, this movie star from that cartoon and this favorite movie star from I don't care. I want to know. This is a big Nothingburg yesterday. I don't want to let it go. And I don't think you should let it go. And I think we need to demand from, I don't know, there's probably no power in calling your congressman or your senator, but if you do engage them in one-on-one conversations when you go out there to those town hall meetings that some of y'all have been attending, yeah, get out there, get in their face, say, hey, this is unacceptable. You need to do your part as a representative, as a senator, to get word back to FBI, get back, word back to the attorney general, get back to the Justice Department saying, We want those. We were promised those names. There was so much excitement, so much buildup that there was more information, that the details of this would make your stomach turn. The details of all this would just make you sick. There was all this scandalous information that needed to be revealed to the American people. Well, there's a I'm looking at the cable right now. There's Volodymyr Zelensky walking indoors after he decided to finally bend a knee to Donald Trump and decided to pay us back, our nation back, our kids back, when it comes to some of the natural resources in Ukraine. But we need answers to this. Don't let it go. Demand answers. I know calls to Congress won't work, but we got to do something. This cannot be you cannot let this disappear with other headlines. I refuse to allow that. It is Friday. We got the weekend in front of us. Next Monday, we're not going to pick this up. Whatever pages we're missing, or at the very least, to ask President Trump, and this would be something for the press pool, to ask President or the spokesperson, Ms. Levitt, is President Trump going to make a statement related to the nothing burger of this Epstein files? Because we were expecting to hear scandalous information, hear familiar names of who were the accomplices in little girl rape, child rape. We need to know these things. Those individuals either need to be prosecuted, or they just need to disappear forever. Turn in the keys to their executive bathroom at their CEO office and whatever corporation bank they work at, or just retire from whatever it is, acting or politics. You need to leave. You got to go. I wish you would be prosecuted for child rape. But American, we need this to keep this out there as one big fat question mark is a cancer. Because if this is just me, and I know that we suffer from ADD as a nation. You know, here comes another headline. Squirrel, there you go. You start chasing it, and you forget about the main issue, the main problem. This was promised to us. This, I do believe, this is a stain on the presidency, potentially on the presidency. But, again, I'll take a step back. Like I was telling just a couple of minutes back, hang on. Wait. Had a nothing burger yesterday. Got Pam Bondi out there, the attorney general, saying, well, I'm going to demand from the Southern District Office, New York, FBI office, I want the rest of the documents. I want Cash Patel to go out there and get them. Yeah, I do too. How about you? Hey, Cash, why don't you call Fox News when you actually go to the FBI office, you know, so they can see play-by-play coverage of what's going on and you're demanding and busting heads or going through the shredders, whatever you need to do to... Certain individuals sent on this information that had an opportunity for cover, they had it for way too long. It is obvious to everybody. My big question of the day is the attorney general who told us like 2 weeks ago it was on her desk. The information was on her desk. And I guess they had the time to put together a little folder with some of the repeat information that was non-sexy. It was already released and just gave it out there for people to consume online. And from, they revealed nothing new yesterday. Nothing that allows us a chance right now to expose certain leadership that either need to be prosecuted, need to go away. We need those answers. I mean, I put this issue, which, by the way, so far so good with the Trump administration. Promises made, promises kept. We got tax legislation moving. Somewhat of what was promised. They still got time to go back and iron out the promises made related to tax cuts in our nation. But on border security, promises made, promises kept. Now, everybody's fearful of crossing the U.S.-Mexican border, and that's good. We've yet to see movement on energy issues, liquefied natural gas exports, production of oil. That's going to take time to ramp up. It's also going to take time to work with issues related to inflation, for example. You know, looking at this story on egg prices and the approach by the USDA on how to grow little baby chicks. Oh, little baby chicks. Grow them into, you know, full-size chickens, which would take about 4 or 5 months. And then you start producing those eggs. And then we're about T-minus 6 months away from lower egg prices. But as important as this is just me, and I know it doesn't affect the price of eggs. I know it doesn't do anything when it comes to border security or energy or inflation, anything like that. But this is yet another example of how criminals, rats, swamp creatures, the truly powerful, rich, and the politicians who won political salaries wind up becoming multimillionaires, super rich. No, this is the swamp. This is a promise made to us that a major swamp creature and his accomplices would be taken down. And as I said, if you're not going to take down those accomplices and charge them with the crimes, then at the very least expose them for the public for public shame, and for the public to tar and feather them, criticize them to the point where they've got to go. Where board of directors, where all these folks in committees, they demand the resignation of their top chiefs of industry and tech and whatever, wherever they may come from. We want that list. I speak for you by saying I want that list. I hope this is not the end of it. I'm still looking at the cables, waiting for any breaking news on the Epstein stuff. Do not let it go. Tariffs on the way for Canada. Tariffs on the way for Mexico on Monday. Hey, wait a second. I thought we were all amigos. Yeah, about 30 days ago, President Trump said, well, if you guys, Canada, Mexico specifically, you guys help in the fight against fentanyl trafficking, in the fight against human trafficking, you guys help out, then, yeah, I'll put the kibosh on that. And immediately you heard from Mexico. Yeah, well, we're going to praise the military on the U.S.-Mexican border. I honestly, just talking with other folks who are at Border Patrol and Customs and ICE, Immigration Customs, for retired and active duty, and looking at, and also journalists who are in Mexico, we have the blessing of speaking with a dear friend, Poncho Ortiz, with Breitbart.com, who has Mexico sources deep inside Mexico, from the border where the cartels are fighting, you know, have firefights on a regular basis, to deep inside Mexico. The military that was sent to the U.S.-Mexican border was not that good. And there's very few people in law enforcement capacity in Mexico that you can actually trust. The military that is closest to Mexico City, the presidency and the government, their paycheck, their livelihood, their love of nation of Mexico is strong enough where you could say, okay, these dudes and dudettes, mostly dudes, yeah, they're not going to sell themselves to the cartels. That would be, they call them La Marina, the Marines, La Marina in Mexico. Our military, I understand, is working with them. We've got drone flights deep into Mexico. They're looking for the factories. We got some training taking place on the ground. And that's important because it is our military, over a decade ago, almost 2 decades ago, they started doing some training of Mexican military. They turned out to be the cartels and the cartel soldiers, the Zetas, right? They turned our military training into a full-throttle operation to smuggle drugs and people, these criminal cartels that now we are fighting. I have a conversation related to all this, the efforts by the U.S. and Mexico, and the tariffs that are still on the way on Monday. They're not, I guess Mexico hasn't done enough. One of the big stories, and we'll share information on that, is in Mexico City, sending, well, the Mexican government, 29 cartel figures. One of them you might recognize if you've been keeping up with the news for decades now. 29 cartel individuals flown to the U.S. They're on their way. But on the way were also the tariffs on Monday. So how's that going to play out? Yeah, stay tuned to your local news radio, talk radio channel. I'm Sergio Sanchez and reporting to you, yes, from the U.S.-Mexican border. KURV, the studio. Dana Show, faithful affiliate. So stick around.
Our partners over at Super Beats, the same folks who did the Super Beat shoes, now have Super Barine, and this is an all-natural product, plant-based, and it's formulated with an ingredient that helps to support your metabolism and helps to support blood sugar levels. It's three times more effective than your diet and exercise alone. And these are real results, super convenient, one easy to swallow capsule. It helps you do more to support metabolic health and blood sugar levels. They're clinically researched ingredients, and it features a clinically studied berberine that has this 10 times higher absorption rate than standard berberine. It's used by doctors from the makers of Super Beats. So head to your nearest Sam's Club, save on the Super Beats Heart Chews and the new Super Berberine from Human. You'll love the way it makes you feel.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Elo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the business behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Allbirds uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast.
We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
From the Dana Show Southern Command in South Texas, I'm Sergio Sanchez. And for Dana today, if you fly Southwest Airlines, I got some good news for you. You got more websites where you can go fish for some of the Southwest airline flights. So they've got an agreement with the Expedia companies like Travelocity, Cheap Tickets, you know, Hotwire, all those, Expedia.com, you can go book a flight now. Southwest Airlines flights. They used to force you to go to the website and purchase Southwest. Let's see what else is here. Consumer Financial Product, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is now dropping lawsuits left and right. Companies like Rocket Mortgage, Capital One, under Elon Musk's so-called Department of Government Efficiency. CFPB is also needing to close some of their buildings. Capital One, for example, was accused of milking, that's the word in the news, milking customers out of $2 billion in interest payments. Well, you need to borrow money. You got to pay the interest. This is nothing more than the Department of Government shakedowns. And I've always wondered, when they shake down some of these companies, where does the money go? Like, who's using that money? From the really I don't care department, I know Dana probably didn't give a flip either. But yeah, the Oscars this weekend, the only news that I found interesting was like the goodie bag. So the people who are reading awards and all that, they're getting like a six-figure goodie bag full of luggage, alcohol, books, skincare products, all that stuff. From South Texas, I'm Sergio Sanchez. This is The Dana Show.
Strength and vitality inside and out. Native Path Collagen delivers the two most essential collagen types that your body needs to support strong bones and flexible joints. With type 1 and 3 collagen without unnecessary fillers, you'll enjoy smoother movement, resilient skin, and the confidence that comes with looking and feeling your best. You'll love Native Path Collagen because it'll keep your joints feeling strong and your skin looking smooth. And you can use it daily in your morning coffee to start the day feeling your best. And best of all, Native Path offers incredible bundle deals that let you stock up and save big. So you can grab a 3-pack or even a 6-pack at a fraction of the price compared to other collagen brands. And it's the perfect way to stay consistent with your daily collagen routine while keeping more money in your pocket. Visit getnativepath.com/Dana today and stock up on Native Path Collagen for up to an incredible 45% off, plus get free shipping. Every order comes with a 365-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it risk-free today.
CBS says free speech led to the Holocaust and seems to approve prosecuting insulting speech.
the number of illegal border crossings plummets, and the right is actually winning the political messaging war for once. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the, how much money is the U.S. going to put into the fund that, is being created today, and how does this provide long-term security for Ukraine?
Well, we don't know exactly how much because we're going to be putting some money in a fund that we're going to get from the raw earth that we're going to be taking and sharing in terms of revenue. So it's going to be a lot of money will be made from the sale and from the use of raw earth. And as you know, our country doesn't have much raw earth. We have a lot of oil and gas. But we don't have a lot of the raw earth. And what we do have is protected by the environmentalists, but that could be unprotected. But still, it's not very much. They have among the best in the world in terms of raw earth. So we're going to be using that, taking it, using it for all of the things we do, including AI and including weapons and the military. And it's really going to very much satisfy our needs.
Okay. That's the president just moments back sitting down with Volodymyr Zelensky from Ukraine right next to him. And I understand also Marco Rubio. Marco was there, J.D. Vance. And there was some type of heated exchange. I think Volodymyr tried to grab the mic and try to lead the discussion on foreign policy or how this thing was going to go down. And I know Steve's working on getting that audio. So you stick around. We're going to share that audio with you here in just a little bit. On what the by the way, this is The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez, and we're broadcasting The Dana Show. I'm filling in for Dana today from her Southern Command here in the Rio Grande Valley at Texas Star Base, USA, which is going to be a real town, by the way. Elon Musk is trying to incorporate Star Base into like a real town with zip code and mayor and alderman and all that. So on the issue of all these minerals that, you know, they keep saying, okay, the U.S. gets minerals and is able to develop the minerals in Ukraine and extract that. Great. I think I'm so glad that we got a real businessman, a real negotiator that is in the White House that is negotiating on your behalf for the money that you sent and your kids sent and your grandkids sent, because after all, it's also deficit spending, right? I mean, you're talking about taxation without representation. Your kids and grandkids have to pay the T-bills, the debt. All these hundreds of billions of dollars and resources sent to Ukraine. It was a gift. Like, dude, Biden, Congress, Pentagon, that's not your money. We worked for that. Our kids are going to have to work for that because it's all deficit spending. It's T-bills. So it's good to get negotiate how to pay all that back. So for all these reporters that are screaming and concerned that, where's security, guaranteed security, where's the guarantee of security, they all repeat the same thing. You know what the guarantee of security is? That we have a business agreement, a business arrangement with the folks from Ukraine to provide them a revenue source and provide us a compensation source for them to get bullets and get rifles and bombs that they need to protect themselves. If Ukraine doesn't exist, we don't get none of that, right? There's your security guarantee. We provide security for our business partner. We want to make sure that we collect on the hundreds of billions of dollars that have been sent so far. So stay tuned for that audio, that interesting audio from oh, you got it already, Steve? So here's how it went. I think that Volodymyr Zelensky was trying to hijack the conversation. I think they tackled him on this one. Go ahead, Steve.
I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you are not strong...
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right, that's now, cheating. You guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring it into this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
Ooh. I have been to...
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems? What? Bringing people into your military?
Do we have problems?
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war, everybody has problems. Even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future. God bless, you will not have a war.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because you're in no position to dictate that. Remember this. You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good.
You will feel influence.
We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influence.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and it happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having cards.
Playing cards.
Right now, you don't.
Yeah,
you're playing cards,
Mr. President.
You're playing cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people.
You're
gambling with World War III.
What do you think?
You're gambling with World War III.
I don't. Wow, this guy is bullheaded. Oh, Volodymyr Zelensky, that dude is real bullheaded. My goodness, man. Whatever agreement comes out today, I don't know if it's going to be worth the ink or the paper that it's written on. So that's just moments back, Volodymyr Zelensky arguing like strongman positioning himself in front of J.D. Vance, in front of the president. Like, what do you mean that you're going to feel this influence in the future? Is that's some type of threat? Whether the little, you know, and this is where the word dictator applies, a little dictator getting all, you know, all this bravado in him with nothing to show for it. Look, all credit to the Ukrainian people, the courageous men who have went to the front line, Volodymyr Zelensky, and gathering generals and leadership to fight Vladimir Putin. If true from the very beginning, if Vladimir Putin had gone in there and like in 1 week or 2 weeks, I suppose if all the predictions had come true, Ukraine would be nothing but an extension of Mother Russia, right? It'd be just a big old territory with lots of natural resources and harbors. But that's not the case. Volodymyr Zelensky, he gathered the troops, they nationalized, and there they go. The Russians have suffered mightily. The Russians, they've been reduced. They've been taken down several notches. The great world superpower that was what we suspected was the Russian army. It turned out to be what? Nothing but a paper bear, thanks to the Ukrainian forces, thanks to Volodymyr Zelensky. Maybe that's why he feels all this bravado, is that he was able to give Vladimir Putin and the Russians a bloody nose. But today is supposed to be a day to move us a big step forward, don't you think? Big step forward to getting an agreement. Okay, you got the resources. We've given you billions of dollars as a gift, and that was wrong. That was not Washington's money to gift to Ukraine. The Europeans do have some skin in this. They have provided billions of euros, billions of dollars as well, but not enough, in my opinion. It was supposed to be Europe. They were supposed to pony up all the security money for this because it's their backyard. I know that it, now, by I think the last I saw, by a 6-4 ratio, the Europeans are providing more in financial support and military support, providing planes and other things. Good. 6-4 ratio. From the very beginning, it should have been 9-1. Don't you think? This is their backyard. This is Europe. Ukraine is a part of Europe. Europe gets invaded. It's not part of NATO. It doesn't, you know, trip the hair-thin wire, the trip wire, to start a NATO engagement against Russia. But it's the Europeans that should have woken up from the very beginning. This is what we get from decades and decades and decades, post-World War II mindset, where it's the United States of America that must somehow continue to fund all these air bases and all these military bases. No, sir. At what point are these people going to provide for their own security? It's like your granddaddy and great-granddaddy, not only for some of y'all, your great-granddaddy or granddaddy fought in World War II to liberate Europe. You shed your family blood on the beaches of Normandy, in the fields of Germany, in the fields of France. American precious blood was spilled in Europe to save their sorry butts. Yes, we set up the security arrangements to rebuild Europe. Did any of that get paid back? No, I don't think so, right? The Marshall Plan. I don't think it was a loan. Correct me if I'm wrong. Sergio at KURV.com. So much has been gifted through generations by this country, and the ingrates in Europe still have the gall, the audacity to say, oh, the U.S. needs to take the lead. Why? Why can't you take the lead? It is your neighborhood. You push back against Vladimir Putin. You show them your resolve to fund, to weaponize Ukraine, to fight back, to join in the battlefields if necessary without it being some NATO engagement. Show Vladimir Putin that you're willing to push back. The only reason he pushes on you is because he knows you're going to fold like a cheap tent in Europe. My goodness, the mindset of these people. Thank God we have President Trump at the White House saying, yo, Vladimir, you're in no position to negotiate, son. Now, God bless you. This is my words. God bless you for fighting valiantly. All the thousands of Ukrainian souls, brave young men and old men, men of all ages going to the front lines to try to save Ukraine from Russia. God bless you for that. But I tell you what, I believe Volodymyr Zelensky doesn't take this deal and doesn't start paying back the U.S. and buying more weapons from the U.S. with the God-given natural resources that the previous administration, this nincompoop Joe Biden and his minions never thought, never even considered offering to Ukraine. Hey, you know how Russia is, you know, Russia, Vladimir Putin, he's selling oil, you know, against what we did, the sanctions and all that. He's selling to India and China. Oh, making billions of dollars selling all that, buying all the weapons, all the bombs that he needs. Well, you got some natural resources. How about you buy the weapons? Because God has given you lots of nice natural resources to buy. That, in essence, that's what it is. We're not shaking down Ukraine for nothing. We're the ones who got robbed. We're the ones who got shaken down to the tune of billions of dollars that our children and grandkids have to pay. Thank God for Donald Trump. He's telling him how it is. And I tell you what, if the Ukrainians and Volodymyr Zelensky do not take up this deal and actually go through with it and pay up and pony up, and if the Europeans don't stand up and protect their neighborhood, that's it. I've, as beaten up as the Russian bear is, man, he can call Pyongyang, get in how many more, 100,000, 200,000 meat puppets from North Korea, these poor souls, these slaves from North Korea, put them out there as chum so that his Russian forces can take the rest of Ukraine. Oh, my goodness. That's what we're dealing with right now up in D.C. Thank you, Steve, for gathering that audio. Let's see what else is coming up. This is The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez. We're broadcasting from her Southern Command in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to share with you my thoughts. And I wasn't going to give too much airplay of this, but look, I'm looking at the following story from a different perspective. It is payday. It's the final day. For many of us, it's payday. It's the final day of February. It's a day to go celebrate. And celebrate companies, courageous board of directors, courageous CEOs that are standing up with the Trump administration, standing up with this changing political tide, realizing that so-called diversity and equity, that Marxist idea of equity, this woke stupidity of inclusion, this DEI crap that has brainwashed so many people in academia and in corporate America that have allowed themselves to be brainwashed the past 4 years. Donald Trump said, no, flush this all down the toilet. Ain't nothing but crap. And we have some courageous big-name industries and business. Walmart said, no more DEI. Bye-bye, bye-bye. Target, no DEI. Target, isn't that crazy? Target, they were in the front lines not too many months ago, embarrassingly. And man, Dilly and I, my wife and I, we stopped going to Target. When they had all this LGBTQXYZ 123, like literally satanic stuff. As soon as you walked into the stores, all these Satanist looking trans craziness, right? All the merchandise, all the paraphernalia, all the swag right there at the very front, like right there for your kids to see. No, I don't think so. Target over a decade ago was right in the middle of the culture wars where they were allowing trans, you know, they were allowing men cosplaying as women to go into women's restrooms. Remember that fight about 10 years ago? And then it led to the loss of about billions of dollars in stock valuation. The CEO got canned at Target. No, Target of all companies. They're saying, yeah, DEI, no, that's not going to happen in Target stores anymore. Walmart, Target, Amazon, no more DEI. So today is a day to celebrate American retail, to celebrate American stores that have been courageous enough to say no to DEI. That's how I'm looking at this little movement, that a crazy small minority out there saying they want to protest. You know, you, on this payday, do all your shopping today. Whatever it is that you need to buy, new shoes or some bath stuff or a detergent, there you go, Walmart, Amazon, Target, buy some extra chocolate or chocolate powder, Nestle. Go celebrate all the companies that say no to DEI. That's the day that we celebrate today on the final day of February. 10 minutes to the hour. You're listening to The Dana Show from South Texas, KURV Studios, faithful affiliate of The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez.
We got a lot to come as we move. Our partners that help bring you the program. It's our friends over at Tax Network USA. Aren't you so excited? All your tax dollars, and what do you get? What do you got to show for it? Inflation, and you know. Oh, but you know, if you are behind at all whatsoever, or if you are backed up in terms of taxation, you know how aggressive the IRS can be. Getting ahead of it is always a smart move, but never, ever. There's two rules in life: never talk about Fight Club, and you never contact the IRS alone. You turn it over to the team at Tax Network USA. Not all tax resolution companies are even remotely the same. Don't wait. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Talk with a Tax Network USA strategist at 1-800-958-1000. You can also visit tnusa.com/Dana. They have a preferred direct line to the IRS, so they know which agents to deal with and which ones to avoid. These are risk-free solutions. You can protect your financial security with this professional guidance from Tax Network USA's experts. They know how to navigate the system. It's free. Stop the threatening letters. Stop looking over your shoulder and protect yourself from property seizures and bank levies. Schedule a complimentary consultation today by calling 1-800-958-1000 or visit tnusa.com/Dana. Don't let the IRS's aggressive tactics control your future. That's tnusa.com/Dana.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
From the Dana Show Southern Command, it is the Rio Grande Valley of Texas, right here on the U.S.-Mexican border. I'm Sergio Sanchez, and for my friend Dana Lash. Hey, you speak English? You speak English? Of course we do. Yeah, Donald Trump taking executive pen to paper and saying, yeah, it's about darn time somebody say at leadership level, English is our national language. That report, my thoughts on that, next hour of the program. From a market, should I say it? I'm looking at my producer, Freddie. A market where 65% of the population on the U.S.-Mexican border, they speak Espanol exclusively. Okay. The Pope is sick. That's not a laughing matter. Pope is sick, and I know some of y'all in my Roman Catholic family, you guys out there wringing your hands and praying for healing. But there's something that the Pope really desperately needs right now before the Lord tells him to clock out. And I'll share that with you next hour. Also, a conversation I had with Father Frank Pavone from Priest for Life, and he agreed with me 100% on this. Let's see, I got about a half minute left. I'm going to send some shout-outs to a friend who I've made online, Larry Lawrence, from our Las Vegas affiliate. I spend more time with Larry and other people on the thread online than I spend time with my family, it seems, some days. We're so busy around here. A big hug to you, Larry. A big hug to my friend Brian Kaufman in Cincinnati, beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio, listening to WMOH, faithful affiliate for The Dana Show. From South Texas, this is The Dana Show.
All right, as we move, our partners help bring you the program. It's our friends over at Caltech, the PR57. It's new from, kind of new from Caltech. They launched it actually just a little earlier this year. So it's new from Caltech. It's a 5.7. It's the lightest 5.7 that is in existence. It's 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7. And they are able to do this because of two reasons. They have an innovative rotary barrel that makes it the lightest. And then they also have a unique top loading design. So you're not using a magazine. You're using stripper clips. That gives it it has a slimmer carry profile and a 20+1 capacity as a result. Super lightweight. It's actually something, ladies, that this is actually a 5.7 you can carry. And the MSRP is only $399. So guys and ladies, it's great for everybody. And this was, I think, one of the first ones that came out of their new Wyoming expansion facility, too, because Kel-Tec's located in Florida. First of its kind, Kel-Tec PR-57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. Visit KelTecWeapons.com to learn more. Innovation Performance Kel-Tec. It's KELTEC Weapons.com.
Email that came out wanting us to justify our jobs with five things we did last week was on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I was literally working on Saturday night to make up for all the distractions I had had the previous week, which came from the executive branch. And so I'm working, trying to catch up on things, and then I get that email on top of it. It's very hard to keep your train of thought when you're getting threatened and harassed like that.
Well, tell you what, threatened and harassed and having to justify your existence in private industry, man, that's a day-to-day occurrence. And may I remind all federal workers and all state workers and county and city, I don't mean to be insulting, but let's face the facts here. The golden goose has to lay the golden egg, and you have to take a shaving off, steal a shaving off of it in order to provide for all sorts of government jobs. Government does not create wealth. Welcome to Hour 2 of The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez in for my friend Dana Lash, as I like to say, from the land of Starbase, Texas. That's right. Our neighbors, Elon Musk, is right down the street. Elon Musk. It's the Rio Grande Valley of Texas, studios of KURV, or as I say, the Southern Command of the Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez. Appreciate you tuning in. Can you justify? Oh, and by the way, before I say this question, on the whole issue of the Nothing Burger yesterday, as I said last hour, the Nothing Burger being the whole Epstein files and the 200 pages that were released with information that had already been released. We saw nothing new. We did not see any incriminating, any allegations. We did not see anybody being perp walk yesterday as a result of the release of this information. Somehow somebody's dragging their feet on this. I want to believe that it is the Southern Office of New York, FBI office, who apparently, may have sat on this way too long, or maybe they're crafting the excuse as to why they're not going to let you and I figure out what happened to all this information on the accomplices, the child rapists, the child molesters, the human traffickers, the multi-billionaires and millionaires that provided for all these. It's hard for me, like sex parties with kids, with little girls. These bastards. The world needs to see who these SOBs are. And if this administration, this Justice Department, if they got cold feet, they don't want to go after friends and funders and fellow titans of industry and business. Okay, well, we need to know who they are so that they run out of town. Tarred and feathered, at least online, the board of directors see that this is not good for business to have the top chief that was with Jeffrey Epstein raping little girls. Yeah, we're going to take a different direction. Look, if American industry and businesses on this day that a small group of racist malcontents being led by the likes of, you know, this shakedown artist Al Sharpton, the shyster that is Al Sharpton, doing a little ban on businesses that can, the Trump administration getting rid of it, and so-called diversity and equity, Marxist equity mindset. Inclusiveness, they want to do like a ban on shopping today, the last day of the month, which is payday. I know you got a bank full of money right now. I tell you what, today, as I said last hour, today we celebrate. I'm going to call them courageous board of directors and CEOs who feel the political wind change and are unfurling their sails and going with it. Walmart, Target, Nestle, Amazon, so many other companies said no to this racist, Marxist DEI crap. No more training employees a certain way. No more training HR for a certain way. No more onboarding individuals to try to meet certain quotas. None of that crap is gone. Now, there's the use of pronouns that adhere to that and the sensitivities that relate to all that. That stupidity is gone under Donald Trump. For the most part, it's being applied at some universities. Conservative states are the ones that are doing the follow-up. Here in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott making sure that universities and public schools, we don't see any of that. In fact, lawmakers up in Austin that are convening every 2 years, they're convening right now. They're talking about codifying into Texas law this so-called diversity, Marxist equity, crazy, inclusiveness, garbage. Get rid of it. There's no room for that. No room for that racism and that brainwashing in Texas. California universities, they're sticking their head beneath the sand, but that's their own problem. That's you know, California deserves the government that they have. The Republicans, the conservatives, that you got to do something, mightily do something to try to save California. But back to the issue of federal workers. And before I say this, wait. Just wait a little bit. I refuse to give up on Cash Patel. I refuse to give up on Pam Bondi, despite the fact, and I said this question last hour. She told us about 2 weeks back, she had the files on her desk. Well, Pam, I know you're busy and you're trying to get it acclimated to your new offices and new staff. I know. In part, it is criticism. Because you stuck your neck, you put it out there, you said, I got the papers on my desk. And I'm wondering, you know, I'm seriously wondering, who was it that asked the question in a press conference? Was that the Ducey kid who asked, hey, what about the Epstein files? What about that? Somebody did us all a favor and asked like 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, oh, it's coming. And then you heard the attorney general saying, yeah, Pam Bondi saying, yeah, I got those files on my desk. Well, in 2 weeks, did you not check what it is that you distributed to everybody, all these little folders full of nothing information, nothing new? We know, we've seen the pictures. We've heard plenty of reports through the years. Who are the titans of entertainment, Hollywood, tech, industry? We know who those people are. Okay, what happened? Who else was involved? There was a nothing burger yesterday. A lot of hype up to it. And then nothing. Like 200-page report. Nothing new. And as I told you last hour, as I've learned with Donald Trump through the years, we've all had to learn this. Usually there's some scandalous allegation or, you know, some poop hits the fan. Okay, wait. Just give it 1 day, 2 days, a few days. Eventually, everything comes back in favor of Donald Trump. The only thing is that for everyone that does have the ear of the president, I want him to know that you and I, we still want all the details. We want names. We don't want the names of the victims, obviously. Pam Bondi saying, no, well, we got to redact that information. But the American public was promised this information. Mr. President, we are waiting for that information. Tell Cash Patel, go in there with media cameras from Newsmax, from Fox, with whomever is willing to follow. Go in there. Invite the AP on this one. Go in there to the New York office, FBI office. Go find those papers. Go find those documents. FBI raid style, if needed, on their own people. Back to the federal workers and the emails that they throw out. I can justify my job. I'm in the private sector. I work in an industry, and everybody tuning in, all our affiliates understand the same thing, everybody in radio. There's an evolution taking place in media. It's fascinating. It is painful for many. People in print media have suffered mightily from this because, you know, 10, 15 years ago, everything goes online and all their writings are being shared online. People moving their eyeballs to social media, Twitter back then, Facebook, Instagram, whoever was alive, they're getting their information from that. It seems that the majority of people are getting the information from online. So the print publication's gone. They went to the cemetery, the major magazine publications and news outlets and big national papers. Their budgets just, they were cut at the knees. They're gone. No more advertising for those big publications. Okay, then the evolution. And so in media, we have a generation that doesn't understand television, doesn't see local television, and they don't know about radio as well. And of the affiliates tuning in right now, if you have a program right now that is creating a lifeboat to social media where your product, your brand, maybe your four call letters, your name is now a brand and you're doing the social media thing where you're onboarding. At the very least, your voice broadcast, your commentary, you're putting product out there. So a newer generation that is 30 and younger who likely did not grow up with radio. Maybe their mom and dads weren't smart enough to listen to talk radio, news radio in your market. You have to now onboard your information on X. Thank God for Elon Musk. Thank God for my neighbor right here down the street at Starbase. He saved us all by buying X, exposing the Marxist, communist liars in the media, how they suppressed the information, how they influenced against you, liberty-minded individuals. They influenced the election against you. They lied to all of us. They suppressed all the information. They deplatformed Dana, the Washington Post, all these media outlets talking about truth. Well, Washington operatives, again, traitors, 50-51 so-called intelligence experts saying, oh, there's nothing but Russian disinformation, all this Hunter Biden laptop, all this filth. And they just want you to vote for Donald Trump instead of Joe Biden last go around. Yeah, we got stung. And thank you, Elon Musk, for purchasing Twitter. Thank you, Elon Musk, for giving us X and giving us a platform for everybody to participate in community notes to slap things down or confirm things as well. So no surprise to me why the majority of Americans now say that they look to X, they look to Twitter, or they go to other social media to get their daily feed, which is, that's dangerous. For dinosaur media and corporate media, that is dangerous because they no longer control the narrative. And it's beautiful. These are beautiful times. It's a renaissance of media and information. We've never seen this before. This is a beautiful time that we live in. That's why we see advertising dollars going through the tank at leftist communist MSNBC, and they're offboarding all these idiots just spewing nothing but trash. CNN losing their eyeballs as well. You get still got idiots there flapping their gums. Oh, the gall of Jake Tapper, by the way. The gall of Jake Tapper. Dude, oh, Jake Tapper, you look like an idiot. But nobody has told you because you're surrounded by sycophants and yes people. Jake Tapper, no matter how many people get in front of you, your colleagues try to protect you and cut a spokesperson off, it is what it is. Jake Tapper, you look like an idiot. Publishing, you're hawking a book out there about the decline, the mental decline of Joe Biden. Like, oh, I never knew it. Let me explain to you in my book how, you know, this compromised the leadership in Washington, compromised decision-making at the chief executive, the CEO's office up in Washington, D.C., issues related to national security, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Liar. Charlatan. He's hawking a book out there on the decline, of the mental decline, the competency of Joe Biden. My goodness. In this industry, in radio, in media, whatever, Trump, we got to stay in the black. Right, Larry? My turn, Larry? My turn? Larry? Larry? Like the little general. We got to stay in the black, right? We need to send people out to the streets, knock on doors, get their door slammed in their face to sell puffs of air, advertising. For a certain amount of, and there's value in what we do because there's value in our storytelling, our storytellers, local people, local media, local news, local weather reports, all that stuff. There's value in that. It's generational, 30 plus, I get it. Younger than 30, they don't get it. But you guys need to onboard to social media to make your brand relevant to them. But in this day-to-day operation, I just defy my existence at this microphone at KURV in South Texas. I even sell the programming. You got to make money. You got to bring in revenue. Federal workers can't, by the thousands, federal workers cannot justify their job. They cannot show Elon Musk and company how they generated revenue, how they saved tax money. They can't do that. That's why they need to go, and they are irrelevant. Whatever it is that you do, whether you're working down the street at the supermarket or you're driving trucks, you're working at the gas station, you're making lug nuts, whatever you do for a living in the private sector, you can justify your job, your existence on the payroll because your job creates value, creates wealth, creates revenue. On the federal side, they can't say that. They depend on you to create the wealth, to create the revenue, so that you're the golden goose. You lay the golden egg. They want to continue living high in the hog, shaving that golden egg to pay their salary. And their great benefits, by the way, from the federal government. That has to stop. Elon Musk is right. My neighbor is right. here in Brownsville. Elon Musk is right. We will not survive as a republic. We will not survive as a nation unless we do a U-turn. So more power to you, the so-called Department of Government Efficiency, Elon Musk and company. Keep digging. Keep saving us money. I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show, broadcasting from her southern command in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas.
History shows gold and silver thrive under strong leadership. During President Trump's first term, gold surged 53% and silver soared 51%. With him back, could precious metals break new records in 2025 and beyond? In times of economic uncertainty, smart investors turn to assets that have proven their worth. Gold and silver have historically outperformed in volatile markets, making them a crucial part of any strategy for preserving and growing wealth. And that's why I trust the partners at GoldCo. Secure your financial future today and don't wait until the next economic crisis happens. GoldCo is a trusted leader in precious metals, and with over $3 billion in gold and silver secured for hardworking Americans, they've been a top-rated company from the start. Take action and partner with a company that puts your security first. Visit DanaLikesGold.com right now and get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. On top of that, you could also qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus silver, possibly even more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I'm Sergio Sanchez in for my friend Dana Lash from South Texas. Federal agencies planning to send another email to workers asking them for a rundown explanation of what they did last week. Man, how many more emails did they didn't get the first two? And you know why they didn't get the first two? It's probably they haven't been to the office, haven't logged into their job email in the longest time. They forgot their password. They need to call IT for that. Today is the day that we celebrate companies. Yeah, I know there's another movement out there, but today is the day that we celebrate companies courageous enough to say no to racist, Marxist, DEI crap. So on this payday, final day of the month, go buy a little extra, spend a little extra over at, why not, Target. Yes, I know they're asking God for forgiveness on the whole woke stuff that they did. So Target said no to DEI. Walmart said no to DEI. Amazon said no to DEI. There's a whole bunch of other companies. So spend a little extra with them. And T-minus 6 months and counting for cheaper egg prices. They might still be going up. Why? Because it takes about 5 months for the chickens to grow. And then around that time, they start laying eggs. And they got a big program and a big push, USDA, to not cull the herds and start producing more chickens. From South Texas, I'm Sergio Sanchez. This is The Dana Show.
Our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends at All Family Pharmacy. An excellent, excellent website. And for all of your medicinal needs, you need to seriously consider All Family Pharmacy. They have over 200 essential medications, in addition to ivermectin and a whole bunch of other treatments as well. Everything is made in the U.S. of A. So you're not getting anything that's coming from China. You've heard all of these horror stories about how so many antibiotics are made in China or made in India or Mexico with Chinese inputs. And that's not what this is. This is all made in the USA. And it's simple and fast and affordable. No insurance, no problem. They have straightforward pricing. You can order online. Now, here's what I really like. Shipping is just in 2 to 4 days. That's just regular. If you need something overnighted, you can also get that too. I've had that done. And they have a doctor that reviews the requests, sends out all the prescriptions that you need. You don't have to involve your doctor if you don't want to. This is healthcare on your terms, as it should be, because they trust you. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana to unlock 10% off of your entire order. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Get 10% off. Unlock that by using promo code Dana.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And one of the things that I have to be honest, that I am most ashamed about, is that in the United States of America, sometimes it is our foreign misadventures that lead to the eradication of historical Christian communities all over the world. And so when President Trump talks about the need to bring peace, whether it's in Russia and Ukraine, whether it's in the Middle East, we of course have to recognize that as a policy oriented towards saving lives and carrying out one of Christ's most important commandments.
J.D. Vance, our vice president, and if you have not seen his, the movie version or just read his book, Hillbilly Elegy, man, you got to make time for that. I'm Sergio Sanchez, and you're joining us today from South Texas. We join you today on The Dana Show from South Texas, the KURV studio, Deep South Texas, her Southern Command. Everything is falling apart, has fallen apart up in D.C. at the White House. This conversation, Volodymyr Zelensky and J.D. Vance was talking about the foreign engagements that we go on. He was making reference to the peace that is necessary now between Ukraine and Russia. And U.S. involvement of that, no, we need hands off. We need to be a broker for a peace. Comments from the president's stand on the issue of Ukraine-Russia, it has to stop, and it's got to stop now. President Trump yesterday on the issue of Ukraine, let's cut one, Steve, real quick.
We're going to have a very successful peace, and I think it's going to be a long-lasting peace, and I think it's going to happen hopefully quickly. If it doesn't happen quickly, it may not happen at all. And we want it for two reasons. Number one, I want to see on a humane basis, I want to see soldiers stop getting shot, because largely it's soldiers now. Towns have been obliterated, but it's largely that. And I don't want to pay billions and billions and billions of dollars, nor does the prime minister or anybody else, on a senseless war that should have never happened.
We might have to wait a while. About 2 hours ago, Volodymyr Zelensky was received at the White House with smiles and handshakes. They sat in front of the press and, you know, I like what you're wearing. And, oh, did I say you were a dictator? All that just funny stuff. They started talking about the potential for Ukraine to pay for what they have received to the tune of tens and tens of billions, hundreds of billions cumulative, what they have received from America, you, the taxpayer, from your kids who, again, this is all deficit spending, so they're being taxed as well for the bullets, the rifles, whatever aid, and to their credit in Ukraine. They've done a great job at being a buzzsaw, making sure that Vladimir Putin, you know, he exposed his military for the weak operation, incompetent operation that the Russian military is. It's a paper bear. And the killing has to stop, though. That's the perspective from President Trump. And just moments ago, like an hour and a half into the meeting, in fact, you got all the cables out there that now they're looking at the door at the White House. Everything descended into a back and forth where Volodymyr Zelensky was pretty much calling the shot, saying how it needed to be as far as participation. Donald Trump said, you're in no position to negotiate. You're in no position to be making demands. And J.D. Vance in there as well. So it was like a three-way heated exchange. We're done for today. There is no deal. In fact, let me look at the quote here President Donald Trump saying that Volodymyr Zelensky can come back when he is ready for peace. The words from President Trump, Volodymyr Zelensky is not ready for peace on his statement. Here it is, the statement from social media. The president said we had a meaningful meeting at the White House. Much was learned. I have determined that President Volodymyr Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved, because he feels our involvement gives him a big advantage in negotiations. I don't want advantage. President Trump says, I want peace. I think Volodymyr Zelensky wants to keep fighting. And he thinks he's probably going to get the weapons necessary from Europe. I don't know. This dude is not on the same frequency as President Trump. President Trump wants to stop the killing, wants to stop the war. And I don't think the Europeans have it in them to provide the billions, if not trillions, of dollars necessary for a protracted engagement with Russia over the next decade. If that's what Volodymyr Zelensky wants, he wants to be the leader and just send a bunch of chum to the front lines to be ripped apart by Russian soldiers. Probably North Korean soldiers are probably going to take over for the Russian soldiers in the near future. I don't think Volodymyr Zelensky wants to stop fighting. And I don't think the Europeans have the money. I don't think the Europeans have the stomach to continue to provide the weapons. That's just me. That's just my opinion. And if that's the case, this might have been the best chance for Volodymyr Zelensky to save his nation. Because the one who can wait it out and outspend them and put more people, more chum on the line, that would be the heartless Vladimir Putin. That we might have witnessed, if Volodymyr Zelensky doesn't come back and say, I want peace too, stop it already, man, this might be, that might be it. for Ukraine. Just watch him. This might be the inflection point. This might be the point we look back and say, when he walked out of the White House with a chance to provide his natural resources as payback for American support, and by extension, I know nobody's going to say it, because there would be a business partner, and we want our business partner to survive because we want to collect on our business. Yeah, I don't see Europe being courageous enough and generous enough to give Ukraine what they need. I think Ukraine, you might as well call Ukraine an extension of Russia by now. Got about 19 minutes to the hour. You're listening to The Dana Show, reporting to you from South Texas, KURV Studios. I'm Sergio Sanchez. I'm going to share with you a conversation I had with a dear friend I've made through the years, from Priest for Life, Father Frank Pavone. Had a conversation with him because, as you hear incessantly in the news, the Pope is sick, pray for the Pope. The Pope has pneumonia, he's in the hospital, he's doing better. All these reports on the Pope. Okay, great. He's a human being. I hope he gets better. Great. And I know this really means something for many of my Catholic family, my Catholic brethren. It means something deep to you. But I know that for those of y'all who appreciate liberty and appreciate sound doctrine based on biblical truths and principles, what the Pope needs more than just healing and strength physically is something else, is wisdom. Here's my conversation with Father Frank Pavone. You got from Priest for Life, Father Frank Pavone. Precious brother, good to talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Nice to be with you. How are you doing?
Good, my friend. I appreciate you tuning in. As I was opening up the program, I was, acknowledging friends and family online and all their posts, and pray for Pope Francis. He's real sick. He's got pneumonia. And I say, yes, absolutely. You pray for him. But as I was saying, in equal measure as we pray for his healing, in equal measure as we pray for strength, physical strength, and we know that it is a lot. He needs a lot of healing and a lot of physical strength. Father Frank Pavone, in your work as in Priest for Life, in defending the unborn, and working at a branch of our Roman Catholic faith that has been uncompromising when it comes to the Word of God, uncompromising and standing for His eternal truths. We know, and you and I have talked about this, how Pope Francis, his advocacy for that Marxist climate change fueled government controls and blurring the lines between different faiths, and there's multiple, all that stuff. No, that does not adhere. That is not sound doctrine. That does not adhere to scripture. So I pray for wisdom, that God move the scales off his eyes. Anyway, I just want to get your comments on what's
No, absolutely. Yeah. Like you said, we pray for the Pope. The role of the Pope is to serve the church and to serve the Word of God. So as we pray for the Pope, we pray for the whole church. And the church has been wounded, frankly, Sergio. This has been a papacy of confusion. And when we say that, we're talking about the fruits. Jesus said, by their fruits you will know them. We're not judging his heart. Nobody can judge the inner soul. We're not interested in doing that. Pope Francis might have the best of motives. But like you said, you could point to specific positions. Climate change is a myth. It's a myth. It's a myth that's been imposed on us to do harm to society, to do harm to America. And, he apparently uncritically just, advances this myth. And like you said, to me, even more serious, he's raised doubt in the minds of some people. Of course, we who know the Word of God, I mean, we all know that Jesus is the only way to the Father. Yes, right. He's the only name given to humanity by which we are to be saved. I mean, Scripture is so clear. And yet some of the Pope's comments of late have cast that into doubt in the minds of some people. And like you said, this idea that all religions are equivalent. All people are equal in their dignity. That doesn't mean all religions are equal. There's only one that leads to the Father, and that's Jesus Christ. So, we pray for the healing of the church. We pray for the healing of the confusion. We pray for pastors and men and women of God and all of us as believers to rise up and give uncompromising, clear witness to the Word of God and the gospel of Christ.
From Priest for Life, my brother, my friend, Father Frank Pavone, considering the Pope's condition, there might be a change in leadership in Rome.
Yes.
So what needs to happen in order to bring leadership, bring the church, bring it back, the spokesperson, bring them back to doctrines, bring them back to the word. Are there enough cardinals up there?
Yeah, there are cardinals that are very, very good. You know, the fact that Pope Francis has appointed so many of these men does not mean they agree with him. And it doesn't mean that they don't see what we see, that there's need for a course correction in the church. So we don't know who the next pope would be when that time comes, but I do believe really firmly that there will be a course correction and that there will be clarification of a lot of these doubts that have arisen.
Do they realize at the very top in Rome, do they realize the confusion that has been created, the advocacy for Marxist ideas? Do they realize at the very, very top what is taking place? Where they will course correct?
I worked for a while at the Vatican. It's been some time now. It was back under John Paul II. But nevertheless, I know a lot of the people over there in some of these high-placed offices. And yes, there are some very, very, very good people there. You know, a lot of them are afraid to speak out while Francis is in charge. But, it's just like it's a parallel to what's going on in our civil government, right? We got people that there's a deep state, right? There's also a deep church. And sometimes you've got people in these positions that are very, very good. They're maybe afraid of being persecuted or weaponized, church government weaponized against them, just like American government has been weaponized. But here's our hope that just like the American people in this last election have decisively rejected weaponization, wokeness, and just the abuse of government, those same people that went into the voting booths are also sitting in the pews in the churches. Now, change within the church comes about in a different way than it does in civil government. It's not like we elect people. We don't elect our pastors, our bishops, or our pope. But that doesn't mean the people can't speak up. And that's the road to the answer to your question, is that the people who do are sitting in the pews, and they know full well when they see something that departs from the faith or when they're hearing the true gospel. They know. They need to speak up. And so one of the ways they need to speak up, frankly, is with their money. You know, if a diocese, if a bishop in a diocese is promoting wokeness, stop giving there. It doesn't mean you stop giving to the church. There are many different ministries within the church. There are many different efforts that are promoting solid truth. Support those ministries. The church is very diverse. It's full of beautiful ministries that the Spirit has risen up. And I think people need to be more discriminating, more discerning as to how they spend their money in support of church ministries.
Yeah, that's one way to make a choice. But as I was reflecting in commentary just a few days ago, and how this major shift and change, this rebirth, renewal that's taking place, for example, on the political side, all the fans of Donald Trump and everybody is waving mega flags. He can't do it alone. This is a call for uncompromising believers. This is a call for folks who believe in liberty, as an example. On the political side, you need to get in there. You need to get to the school district. You need to run for school district. You need to follow the school. You need to figure out what's going on. You need to run for office. Donald Trump can't do it alone. The same thing when it comes to our faith, what we believe, our values, it all starts at our home. The foundational form of government, the building block is the family. One man, one woman. Not one man, multiple women, and sign the sign, all that. No, you got to take care of your family. Take care of your marriage. You got to get back in there, have a Christ-centered marriage, and fight your family, and by extension, you'll be fighting for your local community and for your country. And our values, our country will reflect that in the future if we're successful. Hey, anyway, I can put in your nomination for Pope in the future, Father Frank.
You know, in my pro-life work, I intersect with a lot of top religious leaders in the evangelical world. And some of them have had for months now, they've had a campaign pavoned for Pope. So I appreciate that encouragement.
Yeah, let me see if I can find an acronym. Make the papacy great again. Something like that. We'll figure out something. Father Frank, a big hug to you, brother. Soldier on, thank you for all the work so far. And I know that your heart and passion is to protect the unborn and of course, be a true representative and disciple of Christ Jesus. We'll speak with you soon, brother. You take care.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
For bye-bye. Priest for Life. Is Father Frank Pavone. Those are the words you need to find. Priest for life. This guy always makes me smile. That's Father Frank Pavone. I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show, broadcasting from South Texas.
Strength and vitality inside and out. Native Path Collagen delivers the two most essential collagen types that your body needs to support strong bones and flexible joints. With type 1 and 3 collagen without unnecessary fillers, you'll enjoy smoother movement, resilient skin, and the confidence that comes with looking and feeling your best. You'll love Native Path Collagen because it'll keep your joints feeling strong and your skin looking smooth. And you can use it daily in your morning coffee to start the day feeling your best. And best of all, Native Path offers incredible bundle deals that let you stock up and save big. So you can grab a 3-pack or even a 6-pack at a fraction of the price compared to other collagen brands. And it's the perfect way to stay consistent with your daily collagen routine while keeping more money in your pocket. Visit getnativepath.com/Dana today and stock up on Native Path Collagen for up to an incredible 45% off, plus get free shipping. Every order comes with a 365-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it risk-free today.
How do we fix the wounds dividing America? Pastor Alan Jackson has the answer.
Well, I think the reason we've been silent for so long, while our country's been pilfered and pulled apart, is all of our groups have gotten little pieces of the pie. And we're afraid we'll have to forfeit our little special side deal, our side hustles. And so we just don't say anything. But we would all be stronger if we'd come back to the truth.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast, on your favorite podcast app.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A guy in Orlando. Man, if he just waited a little bit, maybe signed up with the federal government, maybe he can do this we're living in, be paid for it instead of winding up in jail. Florida man posing as an immigration officer at an Orlando apartment complex. He was checking documents, checking the residency if they weren't in the country illegally. A Florida man arrested Monday, pretending to be a Homeland Security officer, trying to make sure that illegals weren't at the apartment complex. 47-year-old Steve Donovan, his name, was booked into county jail. A guy working at the apartment complex and saying that Mr. Donovan riding a bicycle, that was the first tip, right? Normally, I don't see immigration ICE officials riding around in bicycles. Like, you know, you can just hear the little bell, rink, 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 little bell. And he took the individual to an apartment and flashed a gun, said, look at my jacket, I got a gun in here. And then the guy who worked at the apartment complex called police, and police showed up, and this guy showed some Department of Agriculture identification. I'm like, anyway, he's going to cool his heels in jail. If he wanted to be part of the solution, man, they're hiring big time over at Immigration, Customs Enforcement, and Border Patrol, and DHS. He probably could have had a job, but I suspect if he did something like this, he might not have a very clean record. They're all done up in Washington, D.C. for now at the White House. That conversation between Volodymyr Zelensky and President Trump, it just fell apart. Update to that coming up in mere moments. Stay with us. This is The Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez.
History shows gold and silver thrive under strong leadership. During President Trump's first term, gold surged 53% and silver soared 51%. With him back, could precious metals break new records in 2025 and beyond? In times of economic uncertainty, smart investors turn to assets that have proven their worth. Gold and silver have historically outperformed in volatile markets, making them a crucial part of any strategy for preserving and growing wealth. And that's why I trust the partners at GoldCo. Secure your financial future today and don't wait until the next economic crisis happens. GoldCo is a trusted leader in precious metals, and with over $3 billion in gold and silver secured for hardworking Americans, they've been a top-rated company from the start. Take action and partner with a company that puts your security first. Visit DanaLikesGold.com right now and get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. On top of that, you could also qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus silver, possibly even more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
Behind you, please.
That's very kind, Mr. President. It sounds as though one of you completely trusts President Putin and one of you doesn't trust him an inch. Have I got that right? And why do you trust him?
Look, you know, it's trust and verify. Let's call it that. And I think we both can be that way. It's, you have to verify because you never know what's going to happen. I know a lot of people that you would say no chance that they would ever deceive you. And they're the worst people in the world. I know others that you would guarantee they would deceive you. And you know what? They're 100% honorable. So you never know what you're getting. No, I have confidence that if we make a deal, it's going to hold.
That's President Donald Trump yesterday commenting on Vladimir Putin making the deal. You get Russia to the table, make a deal. Yeah, it's going to hold. He said yesterday. Today it was a little different, and I'll share the audio here in just a second. We had Volodymyr Zelensky in town from Ukraine speaking with the president. A short conversation, and Zelensky's at the door, man. Producer Steve said that Zelensky's on his way to Fox News to interview with Brett Baer. I'm Sergio Sanchez. You are listening to The Dana Show from her Southern Command in Deep South Texas. The Dana Show Southern Command here in the Rio Grande Valley at Texas. Thank you for being with us today. So President Trump hosted Volodymyr Zelensky. It was nice. Handshakes. Okay, come on in. Have a seat. Oh, say hi to Marco Rubio. There's a Secretary of State. J.D. Vance was there as well. And they started okay, and then at some point it all descended into this meltdown. Go ahead, Steve.
Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war, everybody has problems. Even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future.
You don't know that.
God bless. You will not have a war.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because you're in no position to dictate that.
That's
Remember
exactly
this.
I'm not dictating.
You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good.
You will feel influenced.
We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influenced.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having
cards. Playing
cards. Right now, you don't. You're playing cards. You're playing cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country, that's backed
you
far more than a lot of people said they should have.
Have you said thank you once? This entire meeting? No, in this entire meeting, have you said thank you? You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country.
J.D. Vance. Oh, man, I did not hear that one earlier. That's a great point. And I was thinking the same thing. Why not show up and say, hey, gang, thank you for the billions upon billions of dollars, which I don't know, by the way, where they are right now. I'm kind of misplaced. Well, we can't do an audit on any of that at the moment. But, hey, thank you for the billions, for the bullets. Thank you for whatever you provided so far, because we've been able to stop. We, Ukraine, have been able to stop Vladimir Putin to a certain point. And, yeah, unfortunately, a bunch of dead people on his side, a bunch of dead people on our side. President Donald Trump wants to stop all this. Just stop the war, gosh darn it. Volodymyr Zelensky apparently does not want peace, according to Donald Trump. In fact, that's precisely what President Donald Trump said. Volodymyr Zelensky does not want peace. He wants a social media. Volodymyr Zelensky does not want peace, and he's welcome to come back when he wants peace. Donald Trump just wants to stop the killing. And like I told you last hour, man, I don't see the Europeans standing up. Yeah, maybe temporarily for a while. But you talk about war fatigue, and they want to spend their own money. The Frenchies want to spend their own money on wine and baguettes, and, you know, you got sausages in Poland and beer in Germany. They got their own thing. They're hyperextended beyond what they budget, by the way, right? You think our national debt is bad in this country? $34 trillion, $36 trillion in counting. Every single year running up another $1 trillion or so. Oh, the Frenchies, the Greeks, the Germans, all of them are well extended, above what they're budgeting for. They're all in deficit spending as well. So at some point, I'm sure political winds of change will hit them. And voters say, hey, we can't survive this. We can't be providing Volodymyr Zelensky all this. He had a chance to end the war, enter an agreement with President Trump and the Americans. First of all, say, hey, thanks for the billions. By the way, I've got all these God-given natural resources, kind of like the Russians have all that oil, and they're buying all the bullets and the rifles and all that to fight us and try to kill us. Yeah, we got some natural resources. Well, we'd like to use some of that to say thank you. There you go. Here's for the billions, and let's buy some more. Based on what we have. No, none of that happened. Volodymyr Zelensky, he just left the White House just moments back, and producer Stevie said he's probably headed over to Fox News to interview and talk more about this. But he's welcome back. President Trump says he is welcome back. As soon as he wants peace, he can come back and talk about ending the war. That's the objective. Other news for the day, we got Mexico facing tariffs. You know, about a month ago, President Donald Trump was threatening tariffs on Mexico, which is really, really close to us. I could almost see Mexico from my back wall window here. We're that close to the Mexican border here in Mission McAllen, Texas, Brownsville, Texas, where SpaceX is at. In fact, SpaceX is on one side. It's on the U.S. side, and right across the water, right across the river, there it is, Mexico. Mexico was facing a 25% tariff on all the stuff coming in from, you know, it's supposed to be free trade, right? So-called free trade, which needs to be renegotiated between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. This is the year that it's going to be renegotiated. So you got stuff coming up, either components for vehicles or consumer goods, vehicles that are already manufactured, consumer goods already manufactured. Boom, 25% tariff. Monday is the date. It was threatened. The president, you know, they reached with Claudia Sheinbaum in Mexico City last minute, a pause for the tariffs about a month ago. So you got 30 days to help us in the fight against fentanyl trafficking, help us in the fight against the cartels, human smuggling, all that. Mexico has done some work. The announcement from Mexico City, and they put, you know, this is just inside baseball, because just talking with enough people knowing these things over 30 years of broadcasting here on the border in Mexico, the military that Mexico put on the border, it's just not very good. It's not. It's not the top military. They barely have good law enforcement that protects the presidency in Mexico City, and that is called La Marina, the Marines. Individuals that are special forces, they're the top military in Mexico. Those are the ones that are working with our top military and advisors. The special forces to try to find all the labs, putting drones deep into Mexico. They're flying drones. Our government is flying drones deep into Mexico, finding where the drug labs are at and where the hornet's nest or where the cartels are at. That cooperation continues. Last I checked. But in the news today, President Trump earlier today, as we're approaching the deadline of that 30-day reprieve on the 25% tariff, which I don't know if it's still 25%, but either way, the tariffs are coming on Monday on so-called free trade with Mexico and Canada, specifically Mexico right now, despite the fact that 10,000 Mexican soldiers were brought to the border. They arrested some individuals and threw them over to the U.S. about 3 weeks ago. There have been numerous firefights and engagements just south of the border, but that military that is helping south of the border, if it is helping with something, I can tell you that the numbers that we see on the southwest border right now were in the Biden administration, where it was an open border, 11,000 some odd people would cross on a daily basis, 10,000, 11,000 on a daily basis. Right now, it's a trickle. It's like 100 people, 150 people. That number is super low in part. Because just south of us, south of the Rio Grande, the natural God-given border that we have with Mexico, the Mexican military is there. Their presence is, to some degree, dissuading, discouraging some individuals from going into the brush and coming across. So their mere presence, that's really the only contribution. We have not heard or seen any evidence that on the Mexican side, they're actually arresting cartel members. They're arresting immigrants that are illegal immigrants, potential immigrants. They become illegal immigrants once they hit the river, start going this way, or they're carrying like bags or satchels, backpacks full of drugs. We've heard none of that from the Mexican military. Just their mere presence, individuals who want to cross, dissuading them, and they're moving somewhere else. Individuals who are desperate to cross the river, and I'll share a little bit of this coming up in this hour of the Dana Show. Victor Avila is a former ICE agent. I'm sure a conversation with him. Before the Trump administration, individuals who would come to this border near us and try to cross, they would have to pay the cartels about $8,000. $6,000, $8,000, depending on where they came from, to cross the border, guaranteed to cross the border. And back under Biden, the Border Patrol was a welcome wagon. They would process these folks, get name and information, put them in line at immigration court to game, abuse the asylum courts, the immigration courts. That was $8,000. Right now, the going price is $16,000 north of that. 16 and change. $16,000 per person right now to get across the border and cross over. This is from Border Patrol. This is from ICE people. This is from people that know the situation on the ground right here just south of here. Now, I'm on blessed soil. I'm in the USA, north of the river. The land of 911. You call 911, you got cops, sheriffs, DPS, people you can trust around here. South of the border, they don't have that. They have, yes, 10,000 soldiers, and maybe that's what's helping in part dissuade some individuals from coming over. So we got a trickle right now at the border. Last minute Hail Mary from Mexico City. That's the way I see it this morning. So yesterday there was this report that cartel members, now they threw some names out there, that the Mexicans are sending 29 cartel figures to the U.S. They're in Mexican jails right now, be prosecuted and thrown into the juzgado around here, hopefully. I'm wondering if maybe they can squeeze a bit more information and ask them, just like they did with El Chapo, the Mexican politicians that were on the take. I would like to hear something like that. Antonio Cervantes, he's with the Jalisco New Generation. They were mentioning some other guy named Jose El Guerito, the white guy, El Guerito Canobio. He's a high-ranking fentanyl guy from the Sinaloa cartel. But there's one name, if you've been paying attention to news, all these decades, you know, back to in the 1980s, mid-80s. In fact, this was one of those tragedies that redoubled the efforts by then Reagan administration to fight back against drugs, to put more fuel into the DARE program, try to educate our kids. You might remember the name Rafael Caro Quintero. This SOB was responsible for torturing, mercilessly, brutally, sadistically torturing and murdering DEA agent Enrique Kiki Camarena. They've made some movies about this. In fact, his story was the subject, was the topic in the one of those cartel series that was on one of those channels, I think on Netflix or something like that, where they're talking about the cartels. Yeah, Enrique Kiki Camarena, the DEA agent who was brutally tortured and killed back in the mid-1980s, the SOB responsible, Rafael Caro Quintero, is either he is in U.S. custody or he's headed this way because the Mexicans have coughed him up and a bunch of Zeta cartel members, 29 in total, they're on their way. Despite this move in the military and what they've done on the southern border, it's not enough. From what I see right now, maybe things will change before the end of the day today, or maybe it will change on Monday. But Mexico, according to President Donald Trump, from what I see and I'm reading, and nobody's talking about this right now, Mexico's not doing enough. He's not happy yet with Mexico. So the so-called free trade on Monday will cease to be free trade with Mexico. There will be tariffs of stuff coming north into the U.S. I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show. We're broadcasting from her Southern Command office, KURV Studios in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas.
I've seen the amazing changes Relief Factor has made for so many people, and I've seen it firsthand through my husband Chris's pain relief from using Relief Factor. Right now, it's easy to give their product a try because Relief Factor makes it pain-free with their three-week quick start for just $19.95. Get rid of pain and start living better. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it works by supporting your body's response to inflammation. It doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's safe to take daily, and in fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Give Relief Factor a try. With their pain-free trial, you can get a three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Get rid of pain and start living better. Give Relief Factor a try. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with a Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From South Texas, I'm Sergio Sanchez. You are listening to The Dana Show. Let's check some headlines. Go ahead, Steve.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
An American company picking back up the research for Malaysia Airline Flight 370 more than a decade after it disappeared. 239 lives lost when they went off radar March of 2014. Malaysian government has given approval to a Texas-based company to continue the search in an area that was not searched very well, they say. Another commercial lunar lander on its way to the moon, Athena, built by Intuitive Machines, launched aboard a SpaceX Falcon rocket Wednesday evening from Cape Kennedy. It's the company's second lunar lander. Odysseus touched down near the moon's south pole region. About a year ago, Athena is set to land March 6th, and there's another one, Blue Ghost Lander from Firefly Aerospace, is scheduled to touch down early Sunday. One of these things is showing images from the moon back at Earth, just beautiful stuff that you can see online. Alex Ovechkin. I hope I said that right, gang. I just watched NHL like from a distance. I like hockey. Don't get me wrong, but I'm including this because there's big news. Alex Ovechkin is catching up to the great one, Wayne Gretzky. And Gretzky's all-time record, 894 goals. So Ovechkin, with the Washington Capitals, superstar, is only 12 goals behind, trying to catch up to Wayne Gretzky. So I guess the title, the great one, will now be Ovechkin, if he's supposed to, when he passes Wayne Gretzky, right? It should happen. Let me see here. The writer said it should happen early April. At this pace, it should happen early April. And a question for my friend, producer Steve. Where will Uranus be tonight? It's actually going to be between Saturn and Neptune. Yeah, Uranus, along with Jupiter and Venus and Mercury and Mars. Yeah, quite the show tonight. Seven planets you'll be able to see right after sundown. This is the Dana Show, reporting from South Texas.
It's our friends over at Bernegun, the non-firearm firearm. It's always good to diversify your weapons array, and Byrna can help you do that, because I will always carry. I've told you guys a million times, I have no problem using lethal force to protect myself or my loved one. But at the same time, you know, there are places that, whether it's me or whether it's people I know, and I got a lot of friends that live in New York and D.C., that they don't want to be disarmed, but they can't hardly carry anywhere, regardless if they have a license, because of the municipal restrictions or private property. So Byrna Gun doesn't care about any of that. It doesn't care about gun-free zone signs. It doesn't care about any of it. No, there's no waiting periods, no background check. It can send right to your door. They have a ton of different models. The Byrna SD is the most popular model, and it shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can disable threats from up to 50 feet away. And when you visit Byrna.com/Dana, you can get 10% off. Check out their other options. They have different projectiles, different accessories, but the SD is their most popular. BYRNA, Byrna.com/Dana for 10% off of your purchase.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Them is not the best.
Mr. President, do you still think that Mr. Zelensky is a dictator?
Did I say that? I can't believe I said that. Next question.
That was yesterday. I think some foofy English accent guys. Mr. President, you believe Zelensky is still a dictator? I don't believe I said that. Of course, I'm sure the president yesterday trying to act nice because he knew that Zelensky was going to be at the White House today. And he came. And unfortunately, everything just unraveled, and Zelensky went in, and he went out still. No deal, nothing. President Trump, he just wants to end the war, and when Zelensky's ready, he said that Zelensky is welcome back. So that's the status report right now as we close this week. I'm Sergio Sanchez, and you're listening to The Dana Show, broadcasting from her Southern Command in Deep South Texas, right here on the border. Well, the Fed and whatever they can, the money managers doing whatever they can to try to slow down economic activity. Inflation is at a pretty good point right now, 2.2% inflation, latest report from D.C. today. Spending, though, confidence on that down also over two clicks. And home sales, ooh-wee, man, they're in a nosedive right now. Yes, home prices, lack of supply. Mortgage rates, straining affordability, that is the comment from people that are in the in the home business. Home sales are down to the lowest level on record. Pending home sales dipped 4.6% for the month of January. Haven't seen at this hour, as we're closing up, getting ready to close up the Dana Show. And don't you leave now. Don't you leave. We're going to be talking about cartels throwing a whole bunch of people this way, trying to help Mexico City avoid some tariffs on Monday. On this day, President Trump is expected at some point, I haven't seen it on the cables yet, I haven't seen him take pen to paper, expected to sign an executive order that would make English the official language of our country. My goodness, why did it take so long? We're north of 250 years now, almost 250 years of history. English was what was spoken by people running from the crown, from England. It is the language of business. It's the language that you can eventually look at the chicken scratch on your prescription. Do they still do that? You know, doctors have the worst writing. It's the language of medicine. It's the language of journals, academia, military communications. All have to be in English. You know. Laws, patents. Man, even air traffic control, you think about it, right? Air traffic control. Is that why some of these planes are falling out of the sky these days, it seems? Are they starting to speak some other language they don't understand each other? That's the universal language, is English. So, yeah, it's about darn time that English was declared as the official language of our country. I don't know what it is with, you know, all these, literally centuries now, this concern, what, the apprehension to declare English as the language, it's in everything that we do. My goodness. I bet you Congress would not be courageous enough to make that declaration or to codify that. We got too many weenies, noodle spine lawmakers up in D.C. The measles bloom in West Texas. We had a comment from our health chief, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. There was a press conference yesterday, and one bit of audio that that got my attention was he made mention of the Mennonite community in West Texas. And I'm familiar with, you know, Texas is huge. I have family in West Texas, and I get to see these nice people, these Mennonites. If you don't know what that is, it's a Christian community. I sometimes, and I don't know if I'm wrong in doing this, but I compare them to the Amish up northeast. You guys have Amish up northeast in the nation's midsection as well. Mennonites are a Christian community. They stick to themselves. They work with themselves. They work in groups. They make money. I guess they share the money. I don't know. They just seem to be very tight-knit and very reclusive and separate from the rest of the world. And there's a 20% vaccination rate among children in the Mennonite community in West Texas. So that's in part why you see a bloom of measles right now. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. saying, there's no reason for alarm. We got measles like in seven other states, cases that are being reported. Man, I recall some years back, and it's maybe 15, 20 years ago, I remember a report on parents, moms, taking their babies and having like measles parties. You bring one kid in with the measles, the babies, and have everybody else exposed to the measles so they get natural immunity. I mean, you guys recall that? I do. Do a quick search on that. This is the Dana Show, broadcasting from South Texas. I'm Sergio Sanchez. Mexico throwing a whole bunch of cartel members and kingpins this way. Last minute, the way I see it, it's a Hail Mary by Mexico City. They're trying to prevent, Mexico City, Claudia Sheinbaum is trying to prevent the tariffs and taxes on Mexican goods headed north to the U.S. next week. It's not working, but here's my conversation with retired Immigration Customs Enforcement agent Victor Avila. Retired Immigration Customs Enforcement ICE agent Victor Avila joining me. He and his colleague Jaime Zapata from Brownsville, Texas. Many years ago, they were ambushed while in Mexico helping out Mexican authorities fight drug running, fight human smuggling. The cartels got him. They took Jaime Zapata from us. Victor was injured as well. He recovered. And he chronicles this in his book, Agent Under Fire. I want to go straight to how the U.S. is helping right now. Again, back then, we saw how the U.S. was helping Mexico and what happened. At present, under the Trump administration, drones, maybe some training. What's going on right now trying to help Mexican authorities, the more trusted authorities, which would be special forces in Mexico, La Marina, they call them, right? So what are we doing in order to help fight the cartels in Mexico?
Thanks for having me on, Sergio. Yeah. Yes, there's unprecedented coordination now between DOD, Department of Defense, and Department of Homeland Security. Several things. One, the military, aside from the National Guard, I'm talking the Marines, are on our border. We are also flying on Mexican airspace on the border with the permission of Mexico, by the way. This is not covert. Gathering intelligence and observing the cartels. And obviously, you heard about the drones. That was initially a covert operation, but now it's been out. But we're still going to continue to fly the drones in the interior of Mexico to locate all these 100 or so super labs that the cartels have methamphetamine and fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned the special forces. We send in our special forces to train their special forces. So what I think is happening here, Sergio, is President Trump and the administration is setting the foundation to for a possible type of enforcement. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to go in there and invade Mexico. And I want to make that clear. What it does do, and it definitely puts it on the table, is the preparedness. You have to be ready. You have to have all the intel ready if and when that day comes. Now, I know you want to talk about what's going on, what happened with Mexico yesterday, because this is the response from the other side, from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, President Trump gave Mexico 30 days to do something. I mean, we know, and I've been on the show many times telling you how much Mexico has failed at securing their border and allowing their country to be used to not only allow millions of illegal aliens into ours, but the cartels and terrorism and many other things. And so now, for them to avoid the tariffs, there is no coincidence here. The Mexican delegates were at the White House. They have a discussion, and all of a sudden, 28, 29 hardcore criminals, including those that killed Agent Zapata and injured me, members of Los Zetas, were extradited to the United States. This is not a coincidence. This is Mexico, I think, trying to do what they can at this point to avoid any terrorists or other types of activity from the U.S. Now, it doesn't mean that that's enough. It's not even close to being enough. These people were already in custody. Believe me, I'm glad that these guys are in the hands of the U.S. It's about time, especially Rafael Caro Quintero, who is accused of the murder of Enrique Quique Camarena in 1985, which, by the way, was the first agent killed in Mexico. Agent Zapata was the second one. And man, that justice needs to come to the family. It was way overdue.
The murder and brutal torture in the mid-80s of Enrique Quique Camarena, the DEA agent. This Rafael Caro Quintero, this guy's a sadistic SOB. He's a monster. And frankly, I found that to be quite the prize in the batch they're sending this way. It's still up in the air, Victor. I don't know if Mexico can avoid the tariffs. We're still on schedule to Monday. The last I heard from the White House, in fact, the president announced Canada, Mexico, yeah, tariffs, Monday, March 4th. It's still coming. So, and I know it seems to me that Mexico is desperate to try to do something in the fight against fentanyl and the cartels to get Washington's attention in order to avoid those painful economic sanctions, those tariffs. Victor Avila, retired Immigration Customs Enforcement agent, joining me. And again, I want to thank you for making time to join me on the program and also on the Dana Show, brother. Thank you so much. Okay, so rules of engagement. Now, there are a lot of threats coming from the cartels that they're going to, I don't know, put some bombs on drones and hit our people, hit our border patrol. And, man, they make a mistake like that under this administration. Yeah, I think what Mexico wants to avoid is from U.S. forces going into Mexico, but I don't see how we can avoid something like that if, indeed, the cartels get to that point of desperation and they actually attack and fire on our people, because there was a recent incident where they fired on Border Patrol and our people fired back, and they fire back all the time anytime they're fired upon. But under rules of engagement, under this administration, I think we might wind up, some of our people might wind up in Mexico chasing some of these SOBs.
And that's the question, is the United States going to become offensive instead of defensive when it comes to the cartels? Now, they killed a rancher just the other day on the other side of Texas in Matamoros with an IED. Sergio, an IED. This is not Iraq. This is not Afghanistan. These are terrorist organizations in Mexico. And guess what? In the U.S. And here, you pose a very good question, because I don't know which one's going to come first. I don't know if it's not like we need another excuse not to attack them. They've killed hundreds of thousands of Americans with fentanyl poisonous counterfeit pills. Many thousands of deaths in Mexico and the U.S. linked to the cartels. Is that enough for us to then act? I think so. But are we going to wait for that moment, that smoking gun, if you will, if there ever would be one, that the cartel would be stupid enough, I guess, to then harm one of our border agents or a police officer in the interior of our country? Remember, that's where I'm really concerned. I'm concerned, obviously, for the border agents on the line, but police officers, civilians, we know how ruthless the cartels are. I could tell you firsthand, these guys are sadistic, evil. They have absolutely no regard for human life. They will skin you alive. They will tear your heart out of your chest. They are medieval. I mean, this is really what people need to understand, that besides the level of violence that they bring, they're highly sophisticated. They have a lot of intelligence. They have a lot of money. They're well organized. And you can't just take them for granted either. I know they're no match for our military, but you just can't ignore the threat that they actually are. And that's what we have to be careful about.
Retired Immigration Customs Enforcement ICE agent Victor Avila, author of Agent Under Fire, my guest, as these cartels have been designated terrorist organizations, Victor. And when that happens, usually bank accounts and assets and land and things like that, they're seized by the government. Should I be expecting to hear headlines related to that? Because I was told, like 30 years ago when I started in this business, talk radio and talking with law enforcement here on the border and federal folks, they would say, Serge, we know they live in first world. They have nice homes on this side of the border. They live in San Antonio, Houston, down here as well. They got nice homes, send their kids to private schools. It's the lieutenants and it's the underlings that are doing their bidding in Mexico. So if you know, if the government knows where they are, if DEA and FBI and all these people, they know where they are, they know which homes to seize, which businesses are laundering the money, the assets that need to be seized. That is going to happen under this administration, or are they going to wait for the hair trigger to finally be engaged, all that violence, and then they'll go after them as true terrorists that they are?
No, they're going to go after the assets first, and you will start hearing about that. As a matter of fact, because of the designation, that's really truly what it does, is to go after their assets, bank accounts, monies, boats, houses, whatever they accrued illicitly with their funds. Money laundering, right? We all know that that's what they operate. Why are they operating the way they do? Why do they have the equipment and military-grade weapons? Because they've always had the money, billions of dollars. So you have to hit them where it hurts them with that. But in the interior, anyone that now, here's a lot of things that people are not kind of putting together. Yeah, you have to think of them just like ISIS. So whenever you think of ISIS, I want you to think of the same as the Sinaloa cartel and Cartel Jalisco New Generation and the rest of the list, that if you associate with them, if you buy a drug from them, if you give them money for whatever reason, whether you're a gang member here or whatever, you are now financing a terrorist organization and we get to go pick you up.
Okay.
Guess what? The illegal aliens that are paying the fee to get smuggled over, the $8,000, they're giving it now to a terrorist organization. Guess what? We get to go pick you up too. This is something they have to think about. You are being complicit in allowing the cartels to continue to function. That is what this designation does overall. But the bigger picture here, Sergio, is not just the military intervention and all that. It's the impact, the ripple effect that it's going to have for Mexico, Central America. Guess who? China. Venezuela, Cuba, that's where you're going to see, this is where this is going.
Agent Under Fire, the name of his book, retired Immigration Customs Enforcement Agent Victor Avila. And as we go to pay bills right now on the Dana Show, Victor is one of those names being considered as the new head, the new chief over at Immigration Customs Enforcement. Please give his application a good look over at the White House. Please make him over there, the chief at ICE. I'm Sergio Sanchez. This is the Dana Show. Broadcasting today from South Texas.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized, informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, Lord willing, Dana should be back with us on Monday. I'm Sergio Sanchez. This is the Dana Show. Look for her online, the podcast, the YouTube. She's all over the place. You want to say hi on X, Twitter for me, it's at Sergio Talk. Lindsey Graham left the White House just moments ago. He said something to the press that he's not sure that we can do business with Zelensky again. I hope he has a come-to-Jesus moment and realizes that if he wants the war to stop, and now that there's a question, I don't know if he does want the war to stop. Maybe he's proving Donald Trump correct. He's just a dictator, and he doesn't care. He's not at the front lines losing his life. I don't know, man. I hope the war comes to an end. The killing has to stop. Because if not, I mean, we're all spectators here. I mean, Zelensky could lose Ukraine if he doesn't take the chance to stop the killing and reinforce his country. A reminder that today is the day to shop, shop, shop. If you want to push back against DEI, today is the day to shop, shop, shop. Yeah, I know there's another shyster out there calling for a boycott. No, I say shop, shop, shop. Big retail, who said, all these folks who said no to DEI. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful weekend. This is The Dana Show.